Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados, Mest 5150 with Malice Cast Live here for another episode of the podcast about all things nerd. This is season 2, episode 19, where we are going to be talking about sequel mania. We're going to be talking about some Obi-Wan Kenobi details for their movie that's coming out sometime. I don't know. And then we're going to talk, have a little bit of game having to deal with the TV upfronts. Appreciate you guys joining us here live on the cast. Sound off in the chat room if you're here and say hi, and we will say hi right back. This broadcast is brought to you by the website www.malice-corp.com. Go ahead and head over there and check out all the other podcasts that we have. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher as well. So with that being said, let's talk about who's on the cast. You have me, your host, Mest5150. Also joining us on the cast, we have Masonic Vader. How goes it, sir?
It goes well, sir. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I was spitballing there really quick.
wait, let me try this again. It's doing well, sir.
There you go. Ding! Yeah. I'm not making a gift for you on every single episode if you do the thumbs up.
Damn it.
Yeah. We also have on the cast, luckily, because we didn't know if problems were going to be present. It was going to be really interesting if all of a sudden he couldn't hear us, but we just listened to him talk the entire time trying to join in on the chat. But Igor, welcome to the cast.
We bring the passion, and Vader brings the winning smile. What can I say?
It was funny, though, because it did remind me of, like, it reminded me of an old person playing around with a phone. Does this thing work? What is going on?
You need Dang interwebs. To fix it for you.
And apparently,
since our good Super Whovian does not bring the technology catastrophe, somebody had to take her place. Somebody had to.
Really, yeah, I didn't manage me. Title for today, but
not for my lifetime. It is about time for someone else to take the train, or the flag, or the whatever metaphor we're using. Because seriously, if we add up all the technological issues I've had over my life, I mean, I've had enough for 50 people's lifetimes.
Oh, well, no good. You just heard her talking. That is our female persuasion, which I can't say anymore, apparently, because a book came out called that, so it took my phrasing away. But Super Whovian Freak, welcome.
I was offended. Did someone secretly write a book about me and I just don't know it?
Unauthorized biography, yeah.
No, that would actually be really creepy if it was true.
Go get the book. It's a bestseller right now. Barnes & Noble is...
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've led an interesting life, but I don't think it's worthy of a bestseller, so...
And welcome Marley Ball to the chat room. She says, good evening. And we say good evening back. also on our cast, we have Icy Zorro. Hello, sir.
What up? I would like to see a book written about my life. It would be interesting to see what other people's perspectives are on it. Maybe depressing. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll move on. From what little I know of the...
I'm a target. Hit me.
The year that I've known you? Yeah, I think that'd be a really depressing book for the last year.
Interesting, though, to see how other people would write the story of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a color by numbers.
So, welcome one and all to the cast. So we are going to be talking about all those things I talked about. We always like to start our casts out kind of interacting with you in the chat room and getting to know what's been going on for the last week. And that is what we like to call Get Your Geek On. And it's just talking about what stuff we've been geeking out on. If there's anything that you've been nerding out or geeking out on, please drop a line in the chat room. And really, if you are watching this later on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/C/MaliceCorp, you don't get to drop a comment live to talk with us. So you should be here every Friday, 8 p.m., talking with us on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/MaliceCorp. And then we can interact with you. But otherwise, leave a comment below. We'll still come back and talk to you, but it just won't be live. So it won't be spur of the moment where you can get us laughing over something. But yeah, me, myself, two things I've been doing. One, just got a spur of the moment type of thing where I just started binging Psych all over again. Mm. So just
good
went
choice.
Through.
Are you trying to spot, the pineapples in every episode?
No, not so much that, but it's Psych has become basically my wife is a huge fan of like Murder, She Wrote type of thing. And you always talk about like actors from the 80s and 90s, and you'll look through IMDb and you're like, hey, they were in Murder, She Wrote. And she's like, everybody was in Murder, She Wrote. And Psych is kind of seeming similar to that thing, because it's like every episode, it's like, oh, hey, look, there's somebody that went on to do something.
Right. Maybe exactly. It's so. I think it was that show of the 2000s. The show that had that in the 90s was Charmed. Like, I could watch so many things, and I would be like, where the heck do I know that guy from? And I go look at their IMDb page, and they were literally in like one episode of Charmed here, one episode of Charmed there. And Psych is that they had so many bit part actors that went on to be super famous, and it's awesome.
Same thing happened when I first started watching Supernatural in that first season or two. I was like, hey, that's that person and that person. Yeah. Hey, it's Amy Acker. Hey, look at
Essentially, whenever a show runs for 7 years or more, you're gonna come across that type of stuff. At some point. The other thing I did was last night I made sure to go and see a little movie that had come out, Mr. Deadpool. So if you guys can't see that on my camera, but
it's like a G.I. Joe. That's awesome.
Yeah. I went out and saw Deadpool 2. I will not be dropping any spoilers here because a lot of people haven't seen it. The only thing I will say is keep your eyes open at all times, because there are so many Easter eggs that it is impossible to see everything on the first try. I'd say you need a minimum of probably 5 viewings to get everything. Literally, if there's something going on somewhere in the screen, there's something written there, or it's crazy the amount of Easter eggs that's in this film. So, the reviewable ship of it is insane. So, yeah,
5 viewings of Ryan Reynolds. How dreamy.
Is yeah.
Oh, you're blushing.
Yeah. We've already talked about my Ryan Reynolds stories that are fantastic. So, moving on, Mr. Masonic Vader, what have you been geeking out on?
Oh man, this has been a great week, man. I've been geeking out on antibiotics. introduced myself to what's called a sinus infection. Apparently a normal person gets it, and it takes me 43 years of my life to get one. So great. Outside of that though, I actually went back and started watching one of my favorite shows from not too long ago. And of course my sinus infection just kicked in again. So, not Archer. It's the other one, the live action one with, and I'll come back to that later.
Has a van.
No. It was on USA. Now I'm just totally drawing a blank at this point. I was just thinking about
Burn Notice.
Thank you. Winner. That show is phenomenal. I thought what was great about that show was the fact that you're sitting there and you're watching this guy being a super spy, and he's explaining to you how you could go ahead and do this, this, and this with a piece of paper. It's like the modern MacGyver. It was awesome.
Nice. Exactly. What about you, Igor? What have you been geeking out on?
Vader, you just reminded me of one of my favorite episodes where the commercial bumper was how to escape from a bad date.
Yes.
That was amusing.
Yes. You fake like you have a sinus infection.
Actually, his involved multiple exit strategies, including the window.
Yes.
If things got desperate. But I've actually been having a lot of fun on Twitter, thanks to Brian Michael Bendis jumping ship from Marvel Comics to DC Comics after decades. The gent who helped bring you Jessica Jones as a character. And help create Ultimate Spider-Man is now taking the helm of Superman, and apparently is using his first days very wisely in demanding, "I want to see the DC Vault," which is an actual physical thing that DC Comics has, and he's been posting pictures almost nonstop from it. It's awesome. They even have a great photo of Don King and Muhammad Ali and the entire entourage sitting there reading Superman versus Muhammad Ali.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's been pretty cool.
Awesome. What about you, Super? What have you been geeking out on?
Well, two things this week. One, I binge watched over the course of the week to get ready for the 13 Reasons Why season 2 dropped today on Netflix, which is what I'm going to be doing after the cast. I've already watched 2 episodes. so I rewatched season 1. And then with all the hullabaloo going on around, you know, the CW pickups and what, you know, what got picked and what didn't, I decided I was going to do a rewatch of the original Charmed. So I started that last night too, when I should have been sleeping, to be honest. Stayed up way too late.
What time did you start that?
At like 9:45 or 10:15 at night, something like that. And I watched like 3 episodes. Yeah. And I get up for 5 o'clock in the morning at work. So it was super smart planning on my part.
Yeah, that goes with your name, Super Whovian.
Super sleepy.
How did it hold up?
You know what? It is still a really good show. The only knock I have against this, and it's not even against the show, it's about Netflix, is I really wish Netflix had got the original music, because that's how good that soundtrack was. That it's been years since I've watched on television, and I know that the songs are wrong. I know what songs should be there, and they're not there. And well, it
could be the same type of thing as Wonder Years, where they just I can't get the licensing for it. So,
but that's, you know, that's a minor flaw. The story itself still holds up, and so I was happy that I wasn't crazy. It was still good.
And lastly, I See Zorro, what you've been geeking out on.
I think I've got like 120 hours in on Ni No Kuni 2 now. I love those sprawling JRPGs where there's like, I think Ni No Kuni 1 was the first game I ever 100%ed. So I've been working on that. I've been reading a lot of, I recently finished the Cable and Deadpool series of comic books in preparation for going to see that movie later tonight. That's pretty, that and work.
Nice. Well, it seems like everybody's been geeking out on stuff. roundabout type of things. Yeah, all roundabout type of things. That's what the whole thing about this cast is that you get to nerd out on what you want to nerd out and geek out on what you want to geek out about and come join the fun of just being able to talk about all things nerd, which generally in the chat room has a completely different subject going on than whatever we're talking about here. So that being said...
We got a question in the chat room though.
What's that?
Red wants to know. I see why do you look sunburned?
Do I look sunburned? I don't know.
Apparently, you look sunburned. Have you been spending a lot of time in the sun?
No, maybe she has the red tint on her monitor up too high. I don't know.
You need to put some light in your face. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
There you go, back to normal.
That's our Zorro.
Now we actually have to see the full ugly.
Yep. In all its splendor.
Nice. Okay, let's move on to what we're really here for, and that's to talk about the nerd news. Everything that's been going on in pop culture, geek culture, nerd culture over the last week. First one that we wanted to touch on is something that is near and dear to, I think, majority of the people that are here on this cast, and that's anything having to do with Star Wars. They came out with some details for the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, which is still far from being made, but just announced type of thing is all we've gotten on it, but there was no details before. So first of the details was what the movie is going to be called. And this is where we get to have the first amount of fun with you guys in the chat room and here on the thing. Give your best stabs. You can be jokative with it or you can be serious, which isn't fun. But hashtag Obi-Wan movie. What's the best title that you think that the Obi-Wan movie should be called?
Hermit in a Sand Cave, a Star Wars story.
Hermit in a Sand Cave.
That's pretty much, that's the whole title.
Hiding from the Empire, 30 years of my life.
Oh, that one's awesome. I like that.
Hashtag Darth Vader was not my fault.
Oh.
Well, if we want to go with the trend, you know, Rogue One and Solo, and just go with fewer and fewer syllables, maybe this one should just go straight for Ben.
Oh no, I like a hashtag. I'd like to see you do a better job, Qui-Gon.
That's awesome.
Obi-Wan, well, Padme broke my heart.
Well, going off of Igor's there seems to be a theme. There's Rogue One, there's Solo, and seeing as how he's a hermit, it should just be called Alone, a Star Wars story.
Oh,
right.
Alone, a Star Wars. Or you go, I have the higher ground.
Or I'm not stalking that boy.
I just really like blue milk.
Oh god, I hated that scene so much.
Marley says Anakin still not a master. Like red meat pause. Obi-Wan, sand. Why does it have to be sand?
I would have liked Anakin sand. Still not a master, and then hashtag you jelly. Because he never got that master status and Obi-Wan did.
Jack Mellis, Anakin, the sand is not really that coarse.
I hate sand. It's coarse. It gets everywhere. I'm going to be Darth Vader.
So, yeah. That's a little fun. If you are following us on Twitter, any one of us on Twitter, you can hashtag Obi-Wan movie title to us and keep the fun going with what you think it should be. Do you guys know what it got called? It's pretty self-explanatory based off of everything else. They didn't try too hard.
Star Wars story?
Yeah. Well, that's part of it, of course.
It's either got to be Kenobi or Obi-Wan.
I mean, that's Kenobi, I think.
It is just Obi-Wan, a Star Wars story.
Yeah.
So
the originality is flowing through the Star Wars universe right now, let me tell you. They shot their load with Rogue One.
Yeah. And we're like we said, assumptions were that it was going to be Obi-Wan in the desert or whatever, which is, yeah, it's a prequel to Star Wars A New Hope, which, of course, because spoilers, if you've never seen Star Wars, Obi-Wan turns into a ghost during A New Hope.
Ooh.
No!
Jack Mellis had a good one.
Old man in the desert.
That'd be great.
Oh, that's awesome. I actually like that. That's what the title should be.
Make some weird sound at the sand people. You kids, get off my desert lawn.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
And then he jumps in his Torino and drives away.
Obi-Wan, I took the droid you're looking for. Okay, so we got a little bit of synopsis on it as well. The synopsis reads that Obi-Wan is on Tatooine. What a surprise. Being an elusive hermit, once again, and stuff. This is literally in the synopsis. Being an elusive hermit and stuff.
Okay. That's so descriptive. I love it.
No, they have more, but I just love
it. Is anybody looking for him until A New Hope? That is...
But secretly watches over an infant Luke Skywalker, whom he delivered to his uncle Owen. Tensions between the local farmers and a tribe of sand people headed by a ruthless war chief eventually brings Obi out of hiding and into Jedi kick-ass mode. Scene.
No, not Obi-Wan versus the sand people. Come on.
Well, the article that I saw on Cinema Blend says that Lucasfilm still hasn't confirmed that there actually is an Obi-Wan movie. And this is as of like 9 hours ago.
Yeah, so I know.
The synopsis that got out there is from some Twitter user.
Well, it's from somebody else as well, but they won't confirm it completely because they want to be the ones that say it on their stage platform, whether it be at D23 or at Celebration. It's happening. At this point in time, I think all you would do would just anger people if you came back and go, no, we're not making it.
Well, and here's another question, and one that I saw online when I was Googling into this. Depending on how well Solo does, would it make more sense to do a Lando movie first?
They said, no. Well, that's what they said. They said
I hope
Lando
so.
Lando movie is definitely has moved from a not going to happen to a definite maybe type of thing off of what they've seen.
Donald Glover is everywhere right now.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what it's moved up to definite maybe, And there is all types of talk about Lando as well in the news that we're not going to talk about here on the show because that's different stuff.
I don't know if you did you guys see him on Saturday Night Live last weekend or the weekend before?
I heard it was great.
Yeah, they do a skit where it's a convention of where he's Lando, and they were bringing together all the black people in space. That's what it was literally called. And then they do a pan out of all the seats, and there's only like three people. There were supposed to be four, but Mace Windu couldn't make it.
Whoopi Goldberg there, and
no, it was LeVar Burton. It was the guys who were on the cast, Leslie Jones, like, and everything like that. But they just played it off perfect. It was awesome.
Also, we've also got Obi-Wan. I cut a guy's arm off once.
Obi-Wan avoiding dry rash.
What actually kind of intrigues me, in all seriousness, about the no confirmed Obi-Wan movie is how sneaky Disney has actually been. Really, it's mostly with the Marvel movies, but I'm wondering how much are they injecting that into the Star Wars movies. Did you guys notice that in the promos of recent past, they actually edited out Thor's missing eye in the Thor promos? And if you looked at the Infinity War promos, there were certain things missing from that too.
I remember the guy's eye later. It was different color, but you know.
Yeah,
no, I mean.
Yeah, the thing that gets me about Obi-Wan though is that if you think of all the movies to make, that's one of the few that people really want to see, especially when Ewan McGregor goes out and says, "Dude, I am down to make an Obi-Wan movie standalone." Why wouldn't you at this point? If you got your entire Star Wars nerd fandom saying, "Yeah, let's do it," freaking put somebody on the freaking job and get it out in the next year or two. What the hell? Make it a freaking awesome movie and maybe even do two or three movies. Have them going against bounty hunters and stuff. Damn.
Yeah, I hope they don't stop at sandpaping people. As soon as we heard about it, I was hoping there was going to be like more of a Star Wars crime drama sort of thing.
Yeah, Obi-Wan we saw that versus Jabba Anakin people. Jumped in there and chopped them all up. We don't need to see it again.
Just the little misspeak that you had right there would be another fantastic alternate title for it. Since he's out there just watching over Luke, sand peeping.
Yeah. And like I said, they haven't officially haven't confirmed it. However, you've got a working title of Joshua Tree for it. So it's a U2 album as well.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And they've already said that it's going to be shooting in London where they shot Last Jedi. And the supposed director is supposed to be Stephen Daldry. So they can do all they want to say, oh, well, we haven't officially said anything. But, there's too much stuff that's coming in line with it. Daldry is working on the film adaptation of Wicked right now. So what it looks like is it's going to be Daldry's next project. If everything confirms 100% on that. But once again, it's Disney. They just want to be able to present it themselves as we're the ones that dropped the news. We're the ones that said we're doing this, not somebody else.
Cause Disney needs to be in control of everything now.
They're trying.
They are trying.
Obi-Wan, I kicked Thanos' ass.
couldn't take out Vader, but Thanos, no problem.
Obi-Wan, space ghosts don't turn into dust.
Bah! Son of Maku also joined us in the chat room, and he was talking about watching over young Luke Skywalker. I wonder what his windowless speeder looks like.
So, hey kid, I got some power converters.
Yeah. But when we get official word, we will go more into what the actual synopsis and details are of the thing, but it's coming. It's either going to be at Celebration or D23 that they're going to be. I mean, D23 is not until next year, so it'll probably be at Celebration this year that they have to confirm something. They don't have anything else in the pipeline except the next episode of the Star Wars, the Luke Skywalker saga, or the Skywalker saga, like, as they call it.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, I've got your hut palace right here.
Hey, kid, you want to go bullseye some Womp Rats?
But let's move on. If you want to catch any of the old stuff having to do with like one of the great stories, it's a comic book story about Obi-Wan in the desert. Fantastic comic story. You can probably find that over on Amazon. If you go to our website, malice-corp.com, click on the Amazon link there. Go get whatever stuff you want to get. It helps us out. It helps you guys out. If you want to get it directly from actual comic book retailers, support your small comic book shops in your area, or check out our friends at Turbo Comics. They're on Twitter at Turbo Comics ID. Fantastic shop that's going to get you whatever you're looking to get. They'll ship it out to you just if you want to actually get it from the comic book shop. So definitely
with
check
no them sand.
Out. With no sand, yes.
With no sand.
So, that's the collector's edition.
Costs extra for the real experience of being in the desert.
Well, I'm sure you could read it in the desert if you wanted to. Though, so, just make sure to bring that bag and board and your duster to keep the comics all nice and safe. So, that being said, let's move on to the next subject. So, sequel mania. There are all types of things going on with old movies getting their sequels now. About time.
Yes.
The one that we haven't geeked out about at all in the last few weeks that came out, Bill and Ted 3 is happening. They confirmed it.
So happy right now.
I'm assuming that, Keanu just wanted to do it, but
Keanu and Alex have been talking for years about how they wanted to do it.
Alex had nothing else on this plate to do.
I think this is Keanu's charity work or something. I don't know. I'll throw you a bone. There you go.
But yeah, it's they're going to be 40-year-old, 50-year-old, whatever they are. Keanu, you don't know anymore. He's a freaking vampire.
Well, it's 27 yes, years. Yes. Yeah, he really does look almost the same. It's 27 years since Bill and Ted 2. They got to be 50-ish.
Shoot. Yeah.
But here's what I'm super excited about it. It's written by the same guys that wrote the original one.
Awesome.
Chris Matheson and Ed Solomon. And Chris Matheson is friggin' hilarious. If you didn't like 2, I get it. I've heard him talk about how they basically ripped his script to shreds and replaced it with a bunch of smarmy, well-testing crap. Yeah. But like he was talking about the stuff that he actually, that they wanted to put in the movie originally, and it was friggin' hilarious. And even better, it's going to be directed by the guy that directed Galaxy Quest.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a good match.
The director is Dean Pariseau, who directed Galaxy Quest. That's exactly the tone they need. It's fantastic.
So, I mean, I'm excited about it. I see clearly you're excited about it. What about the rest of you guys in the cast? Is that something that you're happy that they're doing? I mean,
remember, I'm down. I'm with IC where Bogus Journey really pissed me off because the first movie was so good. It was so original. It just brought a lot of it together. It was like one of those 80s movies that you just can't forget about, you know? And then you get Bogus. Then you get Bogus Journey, and you're like, this freaking sucks.
I felt the same way, but going back and watching Bogus Journey later after, having the focus on the first one, I like Bogus Journey. I loved the character of Death in Bogus Journey.
Yes, Death was fantastic. Station was garbage.
The movie stunk. Yeah. You had some good characters in there, but it didn't live up to the first movie.
No.
And I really felt that they should have tried to do one more movie. And actually, I'm glad they waited as long as they did because now you've got these guys older, mature. Let's see if their future actually did turn out as Young Stallion saves the freaking world and it's all life in general, Stallions. Wild Stallions, excuse me.
The plot synopsis I see is that they set out on a new adventure when a visitor from the future warns them that only their song can save life as they know it. Along the way, they'll be helped by their daughters, a new batch of historical figures, and a few music legends.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm hoping Eddie Van Halen is actually in this one.
Well, you would think they could go all out and get a bunch of different people. But going on to what about you, Igor and Super? Are you excited for this?
Well, I don't know. I was so young when they came out. Like, I didn't really get into them until I was older. And then for me, I don't think that I understood it. And but I liked it. I don't think like I enjoyed it. But I mean, come on, guys. I was 5 when it came out. You know, like it was well beyond my time.
So and you need to watch it again.
I probably do need to watch it again. But I mean, I liked it and I enjoyed it and I thought it was funny. It was just not something that I thought I could watch like over and over and over again. Kind of like Jack Black comedies, you know, like I needed more from my humor at that point. So, but I think it could be really good if they handle it right. I just hope it's not cheesy. And
I think it has to be cheesy,
but like good cheesy, not like sad cheesy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Not like Charmed.
And they're now telling us how old everybody is in the chat. Thank you, Red Meepaw. Alex Winter's 52.
First, lists all these
Van Halen 63. Sammy Hagar 70.
Yeah, but you know what worked? What I didn't think was going to work. I didn't think the Untouchables was the Untouchable. Not the Untouchables. The Expendables. Expendables. Expendables.
If you want to talk about dating somebody, okay. So you said what? 5? You were 5 years old when this came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Son of Maku, our Mr. Big Papa Matt. First movie I ever saw in the theater was barely 1 year old.
Yeah, that makes
me sad. Baby cheeks. That's why he's got that.
He's just a baby.
Well, it's funny. She's talking about all these people that are in their mid 50s and look, you know, all look 40-ish, roughly. And she says, Eddie Van Halen is 63. He looks like he's dead.
Sammy Hagar, 70.
Does full on Sammy crooked. Hagar look like Sammy Hagar looks like he's 48.
Yeah, Sammy does not look 70.
He's wet.
Oh, it's all that
Cabo Wabo he's got.
Exactly. All that hanging out in Cabo.
And Jack Malice says it better be cheesy as hell. Yeah,
Here's
the thing that I want to pose to you guys, because this is my fear with it. I am a huge, huge diehard George Carlin fan. His last special that he did, luckily, for my birthday, my wife got tickets for us to go see him getting ready for his special. Every special he did on HBO, he always prepared at the Tropicana out in Vegas, and then he'd go do the special. So she got tickets for us to go see him, which is awesome because the Tropicana room is a small room, so it doesn't matter where you're sitting, you're in an intimate setting with one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about the approach to take here. Do they do just a tribute? Do they even? I'm hoping they have to mention Carlin. I mean,
Rufus.
Rufus was as important to the series as Bill and Ted, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think they'll probably use him as the catalyst for whatever's going wrong. Okay. Like something happened to Rufus, and this is where it is, and this is what you got to do to save us. Yeah. It allows the bring him in, but I mean, because what you don't want a CGI Rufus. So
this is my fear is what Red Meepaw brought up in the chat room. Lewis Black could do Carlin's part. My fear is if they put somebody else in, I don't want that. I will boycott the movie on that factor alone.
Yeah, actually, I have a happy thought. That's more just traditional nerd spitballing of, oh man, this would be cool. Probably isn't going to happen, but think of it. It's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. This would be the perfect, probably one of the franchises to be perfect for an actual hologram of somebody to be standing there, mouth not moving, while either there's a recording playing or people are just quoting lines from him.
That would fit beautifully.
That would
actually in that world, because that's what Bill and Ted were in the second one when they went to the future, when they saw him in the future, they were just holograms doing this. So yeah, if you just had a hologram of George Carlin as Rufus, just, you know, yeah, saying be good to each other or whatever it is that they
be excellent to each other.
Yeah. I'd be fine with that. And you know, it's just, you have to have a guardian. I would assume.
I don't think that there's any way that those people making that movie would treat his memory badly. Like it's basically the entire team from the original movies.
I think I'm
not really worried about that.
Well, not only that, George Carlin was the main reason why that movie was able to be made, because they needed a big star, and that was who they got. So yeah, they wouldn't dump on him.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely with Vader and Zorro here. I don't think
a portrait being the greatest leader of all time. I really think they'll do respect to him. I just, it always makes me fearful when Hollywood goes back to something. So,
With good reason.
Yeah. I know if they're setting up to do more Billy and Teddy's or whatever, if they're talking about the daughters, whatever their names end up being, and they're like, hey, let's create another three movies of their daughters doing stuff, then you've got to assume that they're going to create another Guardian. I don't know. I don't know if they'll do that. I'm just saying.
I know I won't be there.
Not exactly. Every movie has to be an extended universe at this point.
I hope not. So
Billy and Mandy, Cartoon Network sues them. It'll be hilarious.
Wouldn't it be bad if Bill came out of the freaking phone booth and just started going John Wick on people?
Are you okay to see that?
I want to know who Missy is going to be married to this time.
Yeah. So
she's Missy, only in her 30s.
So we said Sequel Mania, another thing that came out, and I shot it off to these guys in our private chat that we have a couple days ago, because I got super excited about it. I was like, first Bill and Ted 3, now this, I'm excited. Tremors had a trailer drop for a TV show of Tremors that takes place in an alternate storyline where all those terrible sequels never happened.
Thank God.
The Graboids never came back after the first movie, and now 30 years later they're showing up again, and Kevin Bacon is in this trailer for the sequel. He's the hero that is now a has-been in this small town, and it looked freaking awesome to me, because Kevin Bacon wouldn't do the sequels because they were so terrible. So the fact that he was coming back for this. Son of Maku says Tremors 4 was awesome. So I haven't seen that one. I refuse to go past 3 because...
I was with you, Mest. I saw 2 and I went, I can't get any worse than that, right? And I saw 3 and I was like, oh Lord, I wish I could get those 2 hours of my life back.
So I know, Super, you watched the trailer. Did any of the other guys, did you guys see the trailer that I sent on the chat?
No. Is this the one that was supposed to be on Sci-Fi?
It was supposed to be on Sci-Fi.
So did it get picked up by somebody else?
No. Okay. So I dug into it deeper, and what it looks like is this might be another Deadpool situation going on here. So Sci-Fi was going to do it. The pilot got filmed, and they decided not to. They canned it, and I never heard anything about this. And then this trailer dropped, and the trailer's fully done, full CGI, everything on it. But they decided not to do it. They canned it. They canned the whole project. They're not doing it. And it feels like this might be a Deadpool thing where it was like, hey, this trailer leaked. We don't know who leaked it, but let's see what
the buzz is. And then,
So I
can't say I didn't get to see the trailer yet, unfortunately, but I will tell you, even if I see the trailer, I don't know, man, that the first movie to me was okay. It was fun. It was different and everything. The sequels, the after movies just shot it out of me to where I don't know if I'd be interested, even if they did bring Kevin Bacon back and he goes ahead and does some kind of dance freaking off or tractor chicken race or whatever, dude.
Now we're mixing movies here, Mark.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's just
getting out of people's showers naked and then making out with Neve Campbell.
I'd rather see Back to the Future get rebooted with the original
cast. No, that is so... Not even talk about a reboot of Back to the Future ever.
With the original cast. You cannot hear the look on my face. I don't think Marty can drive anymore, honestly.
Oh, that's just painful.
Come to think of it, I don't think he ever got a license to begin with.
Yeah, and I don't know if they get Doc out of the retirement home every for the required hours.
We've already got the Back to the Future reboot that we all needed. It's Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's we don't need anything more than that. So, moving on from that. Yeah. So you're saying you wouldn't? It's not something that would interest you at all.
You know what? I'll watch the trailer and I'll report back next week. But even like I said, I don't know. I remember owning the movie and seeing it several times, and I don't know. I don't know why they would just bring that one back. It's been too long, and I don't think anyone really remembers it outside of the people that have actually watched it.
They're bringing everything back, though.
That's why. It feels new, and they're hoping to get a new audience. So you'll get a few nostalgic people that, like us, that are talking about the original and the Kevin Bacon, and,
and the
you'll
dad.
Get this new audience, you
Here's
know?
The thing about it, too, is Kevin Bacon isn't has been at this point. He still has projects popping up all the time. So if he's willing to write onto a project, it's got to be something.
Oh, yeah. He's on projects, but I don't know. The last major project I saw him in was what, the Marvel movie.
What? No, he had a TV show that was...
He had the TV show The Following, which was so good at the beginning. God, that show broke my heart like Heroes did.
Wasn't that one season?
No.
Three.
No. Oh, okay. It ended up being like three seasons, but each season got progressively worse, and I just wanted everyone to die by the end of that series. It got so bad. I was so angry at it.
Now he's on Amazon.
Yeah, he had that one show that on Amazon, but that one, I think I canceled after one season.
I tried for Sean Ashmore. I didn't even care about Kevin Bacon at that point. It was all Sean Ashmore's character.
But the stuff that played
Iceman in the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
The
stuff that's being brought back, the reason that there's so many reboots and sequels and stuff is because it's working. The YouTube Red thing, Cobra Kai, that was really good. I mean, it wasn't like fantastic writing or anything, but it was clever writing, and it had the feeling of the original. It used the nostalgia, and it still gave you something new. And I think that as long as people can do that, if Bill and Ted's 3 has the feeling of this, you know, of the first one, and gives you that nostalgia, but gives you a new chapter, that kind of thing will be successful. I don't have any problem with the Tremors thing going. Although, like Masonic Vader said, I think that that's maybe a little bit of a smaller audience. I don't know that was.
Yeah, I was about to say because a lot of stuff you said made a cultural impact. Bill and Ted made a cultural impact. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are, someone has heard of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Tremors became a major cult classic, though. Yeah, it wasn't big in the theaters, but it found a large following
audience. I mean,
I definitely saw it 8 to 10 times on VHS at home in the 80s, yeah. 90s.
I mean, it made me paranoid to go outside. I was terrified. Yeah,
I had a friend that wouldn't go on a pogo stick because of that movie.
No, I would not. My dad tried to get me a pogo stick, and I'm like, nope. Ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna get
sucked into the earth.
And I still, my favorite scene from the first movie was still the dad from Growing Pains. Not Growing Pains. Was it Growing Pains?
Family Ties.
Yeah, the dad from Family Ties and Reba just grabbing gun after gun off the wall.
Yes,
it's so
funny. Yes. Yeah. Him and Reba McEntire.
Yeah. Would have been even better if it was the dad from Growing Pains. Alan Thicke, that would have been awesome.
That would have been McIntyre. It's hilarious.
Remy Puss, there's a sequel nostalgia is going on. Who's going to do Night of the Comet or The Last Starfighter? So,
Last Starfighter would be good.
That was what we talked about getting a sequel forever.
By the way, you're welcome on Cobra Kai. Moving on.
Yeah, you didn't recommend
Jack
it.
Jack liked it as well.
No, he did not.
It was really good, so... I think Son of Maku or Big Papa Matt, whatever he goes by these days, is still refusing to watch it. So
forget Die Hard. Night of the Comet is best Christmas movie.
Thank you, Lady Pack Games, for giving us trivia in the chat room. I did not know that. If you guys aren't here for the live chat, you don't see what's going on. You should be here every Friday, 8 p.m. to join the live chat.
Sounds like a party.
All right, so when we start splicing DNA from various creatures together, we're going to have to remember that.
So, I think he pulled that from Tremors 5.
Let's see. A wombat and then the lady from Total Recall.
There we go, yeah.
Sharon Stone?
And Son of Maku is disagreeing with you guys on Cobra Kai, but he also disagreed with me on Batman Ninja, so I'm not taking what he has to say at face value.
Yeah, just because he has a podcast about
what you want to enjoy
right all the time.
Moving on. The other movie that we got news of potentially getting a sequel, once again, not officially happening, but the writers of Zombieland have become very, very popular, as they are also the writing team that helped out with Deadpool, along with Deadpool 2, with Ryan Reynolds. They are working on, this doesn't say anything good for them, but Michael Bay's movie Six Underground. They are doing the new adaption of Clue, which, once again, another remake, but I'm fine with that. I love the original Clue, but I'm fine with that. So,
wasn't Six Underground a band from the mid-90s?
I have no idea.
Song, at least?
I'm too distracted by Clue now because...
Oh, you cannot redo Clue.
You many cannot of you, redo Clue.
Actually, that's
it's I, one of those ones that you could
hope there. Partly because it's them, it's those writers, and partly because remember what they did originally. It wasn't just that litany of endings. There was actually, depending on which showing you went to, the movie literally had a different ending.
Yeah.
And what day and age do we live in for our Hollywood experience? Don't make it a post-credit experience, make it a pre-credits experience.
Yeah, that would be, so.
I agree with Stuber. You can't replace Tim Curry. You just can't.
No, you can't. That I'm not saying you can on that, but I mean, that one I'm not angry with for some reason. It depends on how it's done afterwards, but yeah. But I agree wholeheartedly with what's going on in our chat room right now about Michael Bay.
Word. Yep.
Absolutely.
Mix Clue with a little mousetrap.
Oh, God, no.
They also wrote the original script for a movie called Cowboy Ninja Viking, which just sounds amazing by itself, that has Chris Pratt in it. But the original script has gone to the wayside, and they're still producing.
That sounds like one of those movies you go see just for the title, and it's not that great. Like Hobo with the Shotgun or Snakes on a Plane.
Hey.
Why don't you get a free movie ticket after 5 minutes?
Hobo with the Shotgun was a grindhouse film. It was not supposed to be good. And Snakes on a Plane, how dare you? That has some great lines in it, and it
well, at least one.
And it was supposed to originally have Bruce Campbell was supposed
Campbell.
To be the main character originally in it, but that changed. So and they're also doing a YouTube Red series called Wayne, which I don't know what that one's about. But yeah, they were talking to them, and they were mentioning how it's coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Zombieland. And they said Zombieland came out October of 2009. We don't know what you get someone for the 10th anniversary, but maybe a Zombieland 2. And they said they hedged that with a maybe, but it seems more of a will be, because they said that the hope is that they start shooting early 2019 for an October 19 release. And
I don't know what's taking them so long.
And then they dropped the note with
the first movie is so.
Real quick.
Yeah, the first movie was so original, man.
Yeah, the note that they dropped after that was with the original cast, by the way. So, I mean, is this is one that needs to happen now, right? Am I Masonic, you're on that boat.
I think it's one of the few movies I could actually watch Jesse, what's his name, and not freaking want to punch him in the face. It was actually like the perfect character for him. I dug the fact with all the rules, rule 26, rule number two, double tap. Don't be shoddy on your ammo and stuff. You know, it's just all those little things with it, and then have the kind of cast they did have.
Did they ever have rule 34?
I can't remember. I just remember they always get the fat ones or something like that was one of them. It was just, I mean, there was a lot of things that was just genius about that movie. Woody Harrelson's character was awesome. Have Bill Murray come out as himself. I mean, come on. They'll probably bring him back as a zombie. Who cares? I want to see it.
I mean, is there somebody that you would want to see them bring in as a new Easter egg character to drop into
the Dan Aykroyd.
I would go Chevy Chase. Yeah,
hell, just do the whole Ghostbusters cast. What the hell?
I was thinking more Caddyshack, but then again, Danger feels dead. So,
So, well,
I think Chevy
thanks for the
Chevy.
Downer, buddy. Thanks for the downer.
Chevy would be great in that. He could come in, he could bumble around, he could fall down, he could be randomly racist as he apparently is. Yeah. Chevy would be great.
What are you going to say, Super?
How about Carrot Top?
I don't know. Would someone like Adam Sandler be too off?
Is that Super?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like the idea of Adam Sandler or Carrot Top in Zombieland 2.
Carrot Top, I think, would be hilarious, but Adam Sandler, I don't.
Carrot Top would be funny because he could mistake him for a clown at first.
I think with Adam Sandler, it would either be really, really good or really, really bad. There would be no in between.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah, no. I couldn't do it.
I can see it now. Carrot Top dies trying to fight off the zombies with a 5-foot-long rubber chicken.
But if you look at like a cameo, it would be a fun Easter egg to have someone from the Walking Dead cast come in and be like, oh, wrong movie, and then like run off camera. You know what I mean?
Not
like,
super fourth wall. Well, I guess it is kind of a fourth wall breaking thing, isn't it?
With the rules. Would be a kind of a fourth wall. It would be kind of funny, or to have, you know, like a
I want to see
like one of the characters that have died from The Walking Dead, like a Glenn, you sure. know.
Andrea.
Wait, Dale. So wait a second. Why do we have to pick one person? Why can't they pull off like an Austin Powers 3?
Oh, I like Jack. I like Jack's in the chat. Steve Martin.
Oh yeah.
That'd be could Martin. You imagine a Steve Martin and Martin Lawrence buddy comedy?
Oh, just them popping up living together to away from the zombies.
Yes.
Like Bert and Ernie.
No, I was thinking. No, I was thinking. You said Martin Lawrence. I wasn't thinking Martin Lawrence. I was thinking Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah, I was like Martin Lawrence. That would be interesting.
That would be. That would Martin. Be funny. And they could have a good funny buddy comedy. But I did mean Martin Short. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, it's The Jerk and Black Knight.
That would be kind of funny.
Oh God.
Yeah, Steve Martin would be good at that. But I just want to see Carrot Top reaching into a backpack to pull out a whole list of stuff that he could kill zombies with.
No, I want to see Carrot Top go freaking head chopped off in the first couple seconds when they're doing the slow motion on the intro and get rid of his ass. That's good. It.
Yeah, he's big now.
Yeah, okay, but he also looks like he's a plastic action figure, too. Have you seen his face? There's more Botox in that face than most supermodels have, man. Come on.
Yeah,
he's scary at this point.
Botox or just the fact that his skin is so stretched out from his muscles getting so big off all the roids.
No, it's probably like the cyborg or whatever, or the Borg from freaking Star Trek where her face is all stretched on there and stuff. That's probably him right there.
Yeah, he looks like the what is the face only that's on Doctor Who? The keeper moisturized. That's what he looks like.
I don't know. I still vote instead of our heroes killing him this time. The star dies by trying to charge into the zombies to save them, but he's just throwing like Rubik's cubes and foam fingers at them, so they kill him.
And now we're just getting all types of buddy things going really weird.
Martin and Leslie Jones.
The Cookie Monster.
Yes.
Our chat room has gone bonkers. So, thank you for joining the chat. Let's move on to the last little bit. So every year, the time of year that we're in right now, the TV shows start going through what's getting renewed, what's getting canceled, and what's coming. So all of the major networks had their TV upfronts, and what that means for you guys that watched any of our casts last year, TV upfronts creates a wonderful time to have a little bit of an improv game where I give off a title to a show, and these people sitting here on the cast give me their thoughts on what the show is actually about. We'll do about three to five of these. Not too many, because we only got a few minutes left here. But
hold on a sec. All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll start off with one that's very wide, generic, to get you guys kind of your brains thinking. But the name of this show is called The Code.
The Code?
The Code. So just give your ideas on what you think the show's about.
It's a show about trying to figure out what the hell your wife is actually saying, because women speak in code.
Well, it could be either way on that one, because it's guys and, cryptically.
And you find the secret key in the bottom of your cereal box.
Decoder ring. Yeah, nice.
What about you, Super Masonic? You
I think it's something to do with hackers trying to create a code that is going to do something like whether it's destroy half the world or it's, you know.
Yeah, that show's called Mr. Robot.
Yeah. We're trying to come up with some funny stuff, and she's just straight out throwing a plot. I mean,
this is what it actually is. Yeah. I'm going to create the new show for the upfronts for next year.
I think it's a bunch of single guys that meet up one time trying to figure out the true
broker. Jack said it's a show about Russian hackers. Red Meatpaw said code. What's the Wi-Fi password?
Yes. But yeah, I agree with Jack. I think it's about hackers.
It's all about the bro code, buddy. The bro code. Actually,
that would have been a good one. Yeah. It's about the bro code.
It's Neil Patrick Harris returning as Barney Stinson.
Oh god, now that I would actually watch that. I would watch.
Nice. I would too.
Breaking out the book and showing each episode is about how to interact, how to do the actual what's in the bro code.
That would be great.
No, it's actually a drama about the military's brightest minds who take on our country's toughest legal challenges inside the courtroom and out.
The military lawyer show?
No.
Wow, thanks, squared. Yes. Hey.
It's the gripping true story.
Probably closest then with the cop paramedic, teaming up with a hacker.
Yeah.
It would be the closest.
It's procedural squared. Pass.
I still say no. It's the exciting and hijinks filled true story of the biopic Contra for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Up, down.
The untold story.
That old story.
All right.
Nice.
This one seems interesting. This one is called The Cool Kids.
It's a show from the other viewpoint of Freaks and Geeks. It's the same high school, same time period. It's just the kids that we didn't see before.
Oh, I like that. That's actually
it's a documentary series from Netflix talking about what happened to cool kids 20 years later, and they're in prison with drug addicts and
Jack has it right on the nose. It's a show about us.
No. I got it. It's a show about sperm banks.
Oh god.
It's about freezing your eggs.
The cooler. Oh my gosh.
Mask, you need to fire us both. Laura for that, me for being amused by it.
Fun of in high school, but are now the cool kids now, the nerds and the geeks and the freaks that we were in high school, because nobody understand what we were into and nobody understood the comic books, and now we are the cool kids.
Well, you're the cool kid.
The story of Superhovian Freak.
Yeah, and that's what Jack was saying in the chat room. But you guys are kind of on the right path. The cool kids is three guy friends in a retirement community who are the top dogs until they're blown out of the water by the newest member of the community, a female rebel who's ready to challenge their place. It's high school with 70 somethings.
That's the code.
No. I kind of like it.
And It's got Vicki Lawrence and David Alan Grier in it. So yeah, they're going like,
never been a huge fan of David Alan Grier.
Much
prefer Damon Wayans.
He's got the old man cul-de-sac going, the kind of thing that I'm growing.
Not so cool until you have to change my diaper.
We'll do one last one.
Oh, we got room for two. Come on, let's go.
I got a movie to get to, man.
Yeah, he's got a movie to get to. So, The Fix.
It's about gambling. It's clearly about gambling.
It's an A&E special going off of 18 kids. Now they're going to show how they stop it.
There you go. Nice. Yep.
That's kind of what I thought. Only I think it's the touching documentary of one dog's journey of self-discovery.
Actually, they could do it. It's an NFL one because it's following Philip Rivers, who has eight kids, and they need to fix them to stop
it. Seriously. A show about that. Remember that scandal that the NBA had about fixing games? Is it about their story? Are they coming out with a documentary about the referees Super. That fixed games?
You gotta have some fun with this, Super. Seriously, you're coming out with legit like titles here.
I like what the cool kids were about from Red Meepaw was Antarctic millennials. just real quick. So the cool kid, the fix is another legal drama. About an LA district attorney who suffers a devastating defeat when prosecuting an A-list actor for double murder. With her high profile career derailed, she flees for a quieter life in Washington. 8 years later, when this same celebrity is under suspicion for another murder, she's lured back to the DA's office for another chance at justice.
Oh, come on. That's lame.
I will be watching The Cool Kids.
Guy. My next guess, which I would actually watch this show, was it was going to be a documentary about the guy from the Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap song, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
The MTV. I want my MTV.
Norm MacDonald and Artie Lang made that movie.
Okay. True. So that's our cast for today. One of us has to get to a movie, go watch some Deadpool 2 and see how many Easter eggs you can see. But thank you for joining us. This is why we do this game. It's a little fun thing because nothing ever comes out to what the title actually is on these shows, but we have fun trying to figure out what they are with some fun. So if there's ideas that you have, as always, tweet them to us at Malice Corp. What you think that those shows should be about based off of their titles. So with that being said, let's talk about where we can follow everybody. Mr. Masonic Vader, where can we follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on PS4 Masonic Vader. You can follow the big thing, forgetting for anything else, just go to Malice Corp Smack Talk. Check that place out. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram and on Stitcher. And we're also on Twitch. Please, like you mentioned earlier, we need some 5-star reviews to get people checking us out. It's a fun cast. Enjoy it. All things wrestling. Woohoo!
Igor, where can we follow you?
I'm not knocking over my bookshelf. Otherwise, still ripping the Malice Corp love on PlayStation through Destiny 2. Come join the clan or just say hi. Harris_Doubledon. That's me on PSN. I have been known to stream occasionally on Twitch, same handle, and Big Papa Matt and Marley Ba and our dear buddy Max from Turbo Comics, as well as our newest hostess, Lulz Panda. We'll be continuing casting comics for all on iTunes, Stitcher, and podcasts.com.
Super. Where can we follow you?
Follow me on Twitter at SuperHoobieAndNut. You can follow me on Instagram at SuperHoobieAndFreak. I'm getting more active on Instagram. It's fun. But I'm way more active on Twitter, so come join the party.
She's a fun follow.
Nice. And Icy Zora, where can we follow you?
At Icy Zora, both on Twitter and Instagram.
And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at @Mest_MaliceCorp. And follow all of our great things that we have going on for Malice Corp. Definitely check out the website, www.malice-corp.com. All these other streams that you see here, check them out on iTunes and Stitcher. Quest for 100, like you said, Comics for All, Malice Corp Smack Talk, and Malice Cast you can listen to on iTunes and Stitcher. And please, please drop those 5-star reviews. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. It lets other people see what we're doing. And Nerd Mosh Pit. Nerd Mosh Pit's got a 1-year anniversary coming out. Go check those guys out. You don't get to hear them unless you're listening to that cast. So go give them some love. With that being said, thank you for joining us today. And make sure to follow our producer, Jack Malice, at Jack_Malice on Twitter. And we will see you guys soon, shortly, next Friday, 8 p.m. live. We out. You guys keep geeking, nerding on.